Let's look ahead to tomorrow night's cup tie. Port Vale, the visitors at Elland Road. It was a tough season last campaign. Vale were relegated. Boss Michael Brown, though, was looking to build on an impressive start to their League Two campaign. They beat Harry Kewell's Crawley Town 3-1 on Saturday. Let's talk more about Port Vale, though, with Mike Bagley from the local paper, The Sentinel. Mike, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Are you looking forward to a nice trip north tomorrow?
I am actually, yeah, I can't wait. I was when we knew what the seedings were and the teams Vale could have possibly faced in the first round of the cup. I think Leeds was the best possible draw they could have got actually in terms of the chance to go to a good stadium against a big club. I know the Vale were pleased with the draw, and so was I as well. I went to Leeds about 10 years ago, I think now, and I'm really looking forward to going back.
Now, in terms of the connections between Port Vale and West Yorkshire, because it's not just Leeds connections, but we'll look into that shortly, Mike. First, to those who haven't really kept an eye on Port Vale over the last few months, the end of last season was a real heartbreaking one, wasn't it?
It was. It was a dreadful season, really. I mean, Vale could have stayed up on the last day had they won at Fleetwood, and they drew 0-0, almost pinched a win, but they only scored one goal in the last seven games, you know, and that told a story, really. When it came down to it, they weren't quite good enough. They didn't have the firepower. Difficult job for Michael Brown, obviously the ex-Leeds player, when he took over in January. He then lost two or three of his best players in the transfer window, and he couldn't keep the club up. But I think the Vale took the right decision. That they didn't really blame him for relegation and gave him the chance to build his own squad in the summer. That's what he's done. He's really completely transformed the squad. There were only three survivors of last year's team and the opening day win at Crawley. And you could see the difference, actually. He's talked about building a squad with work rate and desire. He's worked a hell of a lot on the fitness, and that really told, actually. You could see you could definitely see the difference that made.
And with the good start to the season, I guess everybody would see it as crucial. You've just been relegated. You need to make sure that your first game in the new division is a complete change from what's gone before. You need that positive start.
You know, that's right. In fact, we've just done an interview with Michael Tong, and he made that exact point. He said he didn't want that hangover, although it was a newish team. He didn't want that hangover of last year and feeling they were playing catch-up already at the start of the season. They needed to start positively, and they certainly did that.
So with the West Yorkshire connections, I mean, we know there are Leeds connections in this. Tyler Denton was a player who's made his way to Port Vale yesterday. There's also names the likes of Anthony Kay in there, formerly of Huddersfield. Rekiel Pike, also on loan from Huddersfield. I mean, the connections with West Yorkshire and Port Vale at the moment are very strong.
No, but I don't know if they all still live up that way. They could all travel in together, couldn't they, on a minibus or something. But yeah, there are a lot. excuse me. Tyler Denton won't play at Leeds, but he'll make his debut on Saturday at home to Wickham, or he'll certainly be in the squad anyway. And I think that's a good sign for Vale. I know other clubs are interested in, but I believe Lincoln were. Vale were looking for another left-back, and they're really pleased to get him. Rekiel Pike, as you mentioned there, from Huddersfield, did really well in pre-season. Scored five or six goals. Really does look the business. He didn't actually start on Saturday because Michael Brown went with one up front, Tom Pope, the experienced striker. But the way Pike played in pre-season, I'm sure we'll be seeing plenty of him as the campaign goes on. As for Anthony Kay, he was excellent on Saturday. I made him my man of the match. Scored a good goal, but the way he organised the defence as well was really good. He's one of a few sort of 30-something players in the team, and they all did well. But Kay in particular, he's been made captain, and he really did the job on Saturday.
I know Michael Brown's not had that many games in charge, but in terms of a structure and a formation, he's likely to play at Elland Road on Wednesday. How do you see it?
Well, he played. He played 4-5-1 at Crawley, and I would imagine he'd be tempted to stick with the same formation. I mean, Crawley had the majority of possession on Saturday, and obviously Vale is a big step up in class from Crawley to Leeds. So again, you'd expect Leeds to have most of the ball. They'll be happy to get men behind the ball and perhaps play one up front. I think if it was a league game, that's what he'd do. The only reason he might change is possibly because he wants to try out different players. Pike, for example, might get a game alongside Pope. So, but I would expect him to play 4-5-1.
Well, we'll find out the formation that he plays, how Leeds United look and everything else when we bring you the game live. Leeds United Live is going to be here for the match against Port Vale tomorrow night on Radio Yorkshire. It's been a real great pleasure to chat to you, though. Mike Bagley from The Sentinel, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
No problem. Thanks for asking me.